Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Capitalist Investor. As always, you have me, Diamond Hands D, and we got the whole team together. Cool Hand Luke and Tony the Tiger. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
What up?
So what do we got cooking today?
All right, man. We are going to be talking on the financial planning corner, right? And that would be building your confidence plan, right? Because if you're obviously working, thinking of retirement at any point, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, you need a confidence plan. You need something to say, hey, you know, I roll out of bed every day. I go to work. I save my money. I enjoy my life. But
it sounds like you're convincing yourself.
I look in the mirror and say this to myself every single day. But you're saving for retirement and you're doing the right planning and you're paying down your bills and you want to enter retirement, you know, hopefully on a debt-free basis, there could be fear and anxiety. And having a confidence plan, a financial plan that helps just map this out to ease that tension is definitely something that everyone should have. Because just because you think you have it, there's always blind spots, especially when, I really enjoy, I'm happy we have the financial planning team that we have because there's so much experience. We've probably built over, close to 1,000 financial plans, and we've seen a lot of stuff. And when you see a lot of different scenarios, you start, me, Derek, Luke, like we start to see the blind spots that people don't, because it's a blind spot, but yep. We've seen it before. We see it coming down the road. We see it coming down the pike, and building that plan is just going to give you confidence.
Sometimes I wish I didn't have to see everything, because it'd make my life a lot better just to coast through and not worry about everything. But now that we're in this dang industry where we have to hedge against every risk out there, it gets exhausting sometimes. But the environment's changing too. The biggest thing I want to hit on with the confidence plan is you have to be knowledgeable for the future. I spoke a couple of days ago at a little libertarian coalition type thing in Lake County right down the street here. And one of the things we talked about is what is the concern with the tax environment going on down the road with all the trillions of dollars government's printing. Like that was the main topic we talked about. So if you know that probably taxes are going to rise, you can probably hedge against that in your financial plan, and why name anything with Roth in it, it becomes more important than it ever has been because of things like that. So like there's all kinds of things you need to pay attention to for the future. But the conversation today was different 5 years ago before COVID happened, because we were printing a lot of money, but not as fast as we are now. Taxes, the whole kind of theory on taxes was probably different. So you have to change with the times as well and be able to update be proactive. We always say planning is proactive, not an event. It changes, right?
Yep.
And, I think just, getting out there, talking with lots of people like we do, and I would say probably one of the biggest mistakes that people make is, and this has just come to mind because I just had a recent experience. Your current rate of return does not necessarily mean you're going to have a good or bad retirement. I feel like everyone, coming in to see us really kind of feels that way. Like it's investments, 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 right, right. and that's the only thing that matters. And as long as my investments are going up, in a reasonable manner compared to the market, that I'm going to be okay. Nothing can be further from the truth from that standpoint, right? Obviously, investments are important. Your investment mix, how it relates to you and your overall risk tolerance, obviously, all that stuff is important. But quite frankly, that's kind of like the first layer of the onion. Yep. What the financial plan does is it's opens up so many more avenues to make your overall life better. There's different aspects to the financial plan that are going to increase the amount of money in your pocket.
Well, I had a conversation with somebody about a week ago, and they're like, I don't think I need to come in and talk right now, because I'm about to liquidate a bunch of real estate. And, I have a lot of cap gains. I'll owe some taxes. But when the money's available, then we can talk. And I'm like, I'll be honest with you. You need to talk to us now because we're not just an investment firm.
Right.
There are taxes. There are tax strategies that you can implement today to negate the capital gains that might be coming down the pike with that. You know, getting the tax person involved before an event happens so that you just have vision and can implement a strategy that needed to maybe happen before a liquidation event.
I always go back to my father's example. My father got prostate cancer at a young age, worked for his way up from the bottom to the top at a small regional bank from where I grew up. And when he got prostate cancer, the bank left him for dead basically and pushed him out. They can't take away your salary, but they can do everything else to make your life hell. And that's what they did to my dad. So my dad ended up resigning. He had a lot of moving parts and pieces, restricted stock options, things like that. He didn't have a good tax advisor. He paid probably another $100,000, $200,000 in tax that he didn't really need to pay if he just would have used the right strategy. So that set him back in retirement. And one of the reasons I feel like I do what I do in today's world with retirement planning and advising and things like that, because I had a personal situation I saw firsthand. But that's a perfect example. Like, that's one of the most important times, any kind of time you have life events, to update your plan.
Yes.
Go hire people that actually know what they're doing. It could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Life event. Yes. So that is a birth, a death, a marriage, a divorce, job placement, whether you get a new job, get fired from your current job, whatever it happens, or you move state to state, right? Things can, a lot of state different rules come into effect, understanding that. But those are life events. Yep. Life events are a big deal.
Yep.
Right? So.
And all these decisions that you're making, that's kind of the second part. People are making the decisions without a financial plan based on what's going on today, how wealthy they feel today. You know, the last thing that you want to do is make some big financial commitment right before you retire, whether that's, moving or whatever the case may be. And then the market drops 20%. So running these different what if scenarios, I don't know how you get confidence without doing stuff like that.
I think a lot of people are retiring right now, especially if you're like maybe in your later 50s to mid 60s. Like, it's happening right now because the market has been so good the last decade. And there is minimal fear right now because the market has not gone down.
Yeah, all that borrowing we did, benefited the boomers, Gen X, me sitting pretty, I'd probably never be able to retire. Market just pulled forward all
the
gains.
But if you've realized an 8 or 10% annualized rate of return over the last decade, if I looked at you and and said, hey, if I build your plan around those, like, you don't need anybody.
Right.
We're good. Mm-hmm. Everyone's fine. Mm-hmm. But like, let's take a look at the 2000s.
Yeah.
I think the annualized rate of return that decade was 5% or lower.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's why when we build a financial plan, that's what we're using. We're using tapered down, lower expected returns, obviously hoping to overshoot. But I'd rather build a plan with realistic returns because we might have pulled them all forward.
Yep. So. Yeah, absolutely. The gains between 2000-ish and 2010-ish were basically zero. Or 2009 were basically zero. So I don't know the exact dates there, but it's known as the decade of no return.
Right.
So if you put in a decade of no return on the back end of some of these people's financial plans that feel okay right now because the where the market's at, they're going to be in some trouble.
Yeah, I'm actually more concerned after the election.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, because there's a reason why we had $1 trillion deficit spending in the first quarter of 2024.
100 days. Yeah, every 100 days, $1 trillion.
They are spending to make things look really good.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when they're like, I think we're done spending? What happens?
Take away the sugar.
It's not good, man. So, all right. Take us home, D.
Sounds good. Well, excellent little conversation there on how confident you are in your plan. If you guys have any questions, comments, hit us up at info@swpconnect.com, and we'll talk to you next week.
The opinions expressed in the podcast are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any investment, legal, financial, or tax strategy. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. Please consult a qualified professional about your individual needs.